I'm not even, I'm only kind of kidding. I'm about to go like get into your Reddit account and delete it.
You should.
You really shouldn't be responding to any of this
but
stuff.
But Burn, it's hard. It's hard. I feel like it's easy for you to say from a distance because it's not you being picked apart by all these people every single day. And I know it shouldn't get to me. I know I shouldn't let it get to me, but I'm a person too.
No, what I'm saying is you don't have to explain yourself. Fuck them. Fuck them. Who cares?
Fuck them.
Okay, Jern, so tell me how the peanut butter and jelly time guy died.
Okay, so basically, I think you remember the peanut butter jelly time guy, right? You remember him. Yeah. Peanut butter jelly time.
Okay, well, what happened was, I guess
he was in a band. Well, yeah, he died, but he was in a band. And that band had made a few songs just like that. And like there was one, I think it was in a Baskin Robbins commercial.
Wait, and just to be clear, that isn't like an edit. That's the song.
That's the song, and okay. It's on an album of similar songs.
Uh huh.
And that he had another song just like it that was on a Baskin Robbins commercial. It was like, chocolate cake, something, something, chocolate cake, just like that. It was like a similar song. Anyway, he died in like 2002.
I shouldn't laugh. It's just
no.
Shocking.
This story takes a weird turn. So it's that guy in that band. In 2002, he died.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the brother-in-law of Snoop Dogg. I know, this is crazy. Okay, so
okay,
he's the brother-in-law of Snoop Dogg. I think Snoop Dogg became Snoop Dogg became his brother-in-law after that album and stuff came out.
He married into the fame is what you're saying. Yeah. Snoop Dogg married into the fame.
Yeah, basically that's what happened. And
okay.
I guess what happened was there was a 911 call it was in Las Vegas, 911 call of a man shooting it at people in public.
Oh no, was it the guy?
So cops went there. He shot the cop in the chest.
Holy shit.
Cop had
the peanut butter jelly time guy.
Yeah. Cop had a bulletproof vest on, so he didn't die.
Yeah.
They called backup. They went after him. The peanut butter jelly time guy went to a random apartment, broke in, and held two people hostage.
He must have been on something, like drugs, right? Like he must have been on like PCP or something?
He held people hostage. I think there were two people in the apartment. The cops came there. SWAT team came there. And they were like, they waited, like, and then Snoop Dogg, the cops called Snoop Dogg because they found out they realized that brother-in-law. So they called him and said, hey, your brother-in-law is holding people hostage. He shot a cop. Can you help him and help negotiate like the hostages out? Uh-huh. So they had Snoop Dogg record a message for him. And Snoop said something like, hey, man, just give yourself up. We got lawyers that can handle this stuff. We'll handle it.
Okay.
Played the message for him over the phone. They called the guy, played the message over the phone. He didn't budge. Kept the hostages. Hours later, hostages come out. So the SWAT team comes in and shoots him dead.
Wait, hang on. You said the last part so fast that yep. I didn't actually understand what happened.
Yeah, I wanted it to be... Okay, so he let the hostages go and barricaded himself inside the apartment. And the SWAT team came in and just dead.
Just killed him?
Yep. He shot a cop and had hostages and was armed in the apartment.
Wow.
Anyway, that's the peanut butter jelly time story. Welcome to Recycle Bin, everybody.
Welcome to Recycle Bin. 2002, 18 years ago.
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
The most shocking part about that story is how old that song is.
Yeah. I hope everyone remembers it.
I don't know how they couldn't. And it's like one of the staples of like internet meme history. Honestly.
Yeah, that's a real story. Look it up. Do the Google. I found out today, and I had to tell Burn. Okay, welcome to Recycle Bin, everybody.
Happy Saturday, I assume, is when you're listening to this. If not... Yeah.
Something went horribly wrong.
if it isn't Saturday, stop listening, and then listen to this on a Saturday to get the maximum amount of feels.
Start again.
Yes.
Brian, this is episode 19. Again, 2.5 years of podcasting. Episode 19.
This is second consecutive episode in...
Okay,
in
so
a good long while.
Something crazy happened, Burn. Something insane happened. By the way, if you're new, if you're a new listener, Brian, he's the editor, co-owner, Front Page Tech.
That's me.
In fact, one of the episodes from last year is an interview
with me.
With you, asking you all sorts of questions, and you get you're the backstory about our friendship and everything. And so listen to that episode. Anyway, I'll link it down in the show notes. So we didn't know we were going to make another episode the following week. We were just like, okay, I wanted to do an episode in the middle of a pandemic. Coronavirus, we can say
that
here.
Yeah, that was, right, last week.
So we did that. And so that was our first episode in 8 months. And somehow, the following day and for the rest of the week, including now, we are in the top 10 shows in technology on the top charts in Apple Podcasts. Yeah. We are number 6. That's in front of MKBHD, Recode, Verge, 9to5Mac, all of them.
And audience, we cannot stress this enough. This is your fault.
Yeah. It was in the top 50 played episodes for the whole, we're talking all podcasts, all tech podcasts.
We didn't do this. This is on you. You've done this. So I hope you're happy.
this is your problem now. So listen, I guess we're going to keep making them. The rules are simple. We just want to know what you think about the show. So we'd like if...
Oh my God.
Go ahead. What?
I forgot we do call-ins.
Yeah.
I'm so excited now.
Okay, well, I'll get to that. So...
I forgot how the show works.
Yeah. Okay, so it would help because Apple Podcasts is weird and there's, I think, 80% of the listeners are listening on Apple Podcasts.
Well, hi, majority. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot, I guess, on Spotify and iHeartRadio and stuff, but since 80% of you are listening on Apple Podcasts, it would help a lot if you like the show. We don't want to do the fake shit like, leave us, just even if you never listen, just leave us a rating and just Apple Podcasts.
You can still do that.
You can still do that if you want, but
yeah,
if you actually enjoy the show, let us know what you think about it. Leave us a rating. It can be 5 stars. It can be less. But if you put less than 5 stars, we don't like you as much. let us know what you think about the show. That helps a lot in the ratings. And I guess we do the show now. I guess Recycle Bin's back. It makes me wonder when we did it before, because I never looked at the top charts before. Were we there too?
I don't actually remember. I assume we could go back and listen to them. I bet we would have talked about that, like, if it was happening.
I mean, we never looked at the top charts before.
No, you're a numbers whore. You definitely did.
I know, but I didn't for Recycle Bin because I just assumed we wouldn't be. I was completely shocked.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
I was like, I was looking at Recycle Bin like on iTunes, the actual program, and I'm like, huh. We're in technology and tech news and stuff. And I was like, I wonder what the technology category even looks like. Because we used to get into new and noteworthy, but the show isn't new anymore.
I remember that. Right. It is apparently noteworthy, though.
And so I looked and it was literally in the top. I was going to scroll. So I was scrolling. I was like, I don't see Recycle Bin. It's because I completely ignored the first line of shows.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, why would you think it would be up there?
And there it was. It's crazy. Also, there's like no news. We were supposed to do a show tonight for Saturday. There's nothing.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's why you're getting. Yeah, we're actually recording this podcast at 12:41 a.m. So
that's true. But there's no news. It's weird. It's like we've been in front of the news, and so everyone else is catching up, and so we don't have a job.
But you know what, though? It's been working because the views are up and the subscribers are up. So,
yeah, that stuff is nuts. Thanks, guys.
Right, yeah. We really appreciate it. It makes the show fun again.
And we have a top podcast.
Apparently.
A top technology podcast. Apparently.
Before we get too far away, I did want to say, other than rating the show and, like, you know, commenting with your rating, whatever, your review, tweet to us. Because I like that more so because I can reply back and it's a whole thing. So tweet back your replies, especially since, John, you reminded me of something. I'm taking control real quick. I'm sure you wanted to bring something up. And I want, this is important because I want the audience's input on this.
Okay.
For the longest time, I've thought that you say a certain word very oddly.
What? Oh no!
Every time, because while I edit the show, I listen to you a lot more than any human should.
Right.
Say the word sense.
Sense.
You're literally saying sense.
I don't understand. With an E. We've been doing this show since 2018.
You're not saying since.
That's like what I'm saying.
This, Okay, okay. Say the city in Ohio, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
What?
What? I don't understand. What am I doing wrong? I'm saying unless, the same thing you're saying.
Unless my ears are dumb, you're saying, you just said Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Oh my, you're dude.
What? I don't understand what the problem is. Cincinnati. Okay. Cincinnati?
That's better.
Cincinnati.
No, bad. That last one was right. I guess the first one?
You say it.
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Or like, I really enjoyed having a hot dog today. I haven't had a hot dog since eighth grade.
I haven't had a hot dog. I haven't had a hot dog since eighth grade.
Yeah, you're replacing the I in sense with an E and saying sense. Like you have five senses.
No, you're wrong.
Okay. Say sense, like senses. Senses, and then say since right sense. After it.
Sense.
You just said the same word.
Okay. Senses. Sense. Definitely different words.
Okay, that's enough. We have enough of this footage now, like enough evidence. Audience, please tell us. This is, okay. Tweet at @John_Prosser. Tell him what you think. And also tag @BShoop with 4 O's. Tell us what you think.
This is the worst. Links to our Twitter is down in the show notes, by the way.
Oh my God, that was so funny. I can't believe you just did that. You just said the same word twice. Regardless.
I don't think so.
That's enough for my segment, Jordan. Please move on.
Okay, so you mentioned the Collins.
Yes. Yeah.
So the number for this show is 404-913-4226. If you call that number, you've agreed with my voice. It's like, hey, leave a message. You might be on the show. So it lets you leave a voicemail instead of voice memo. Lets you leave a voicemail with your actual phone.
Yeah.
Sense. And you might make it on the show. You can ask this question. Please try not to make it a stupid question. I don't know how to define.
Or do. We vet them all, so you're not going to get on here with a stupid question unless it's really funny.
We don't just guess.
Unless it's really stupid, then you're definitely getting on.
I feel like we need to share the voicemail account, Burn, so that you can vet some too, because there's so many and it's so hard for me to just go through.
Yeah. Guys, listen, I'm sorry. Can you stop asking us for like laptop or phone recommendations?
Oh my God, yeah.
We're not a Best Buy.
We're not a pawn shop.
Like, yes, we get it. It's a tech show, but like, it's a deeper level. I know, with a grain of salt, deeper, but like,
yeah, come on. I want to be able to, I like, ask us about analysis or like about the news or just, but like product advice. Like, I don't know your life.
We get so much of like, oh, well, a new iPhone SE just came out. Do you think there's going to be a new one? Should I buy this one?
Yeah.
It's like, well, come on. Like, man.
I think there was a genuine question of, should I have the XS? Should I get the SE? Or should I get a renewed XS or the SE? Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Anyway. No call-ins for the show. That's what I want to say. There's no voicemails for the show because Burn. So we actually have a ton.
Okay.
But I got to get something off my chest.
What?
There's just no room. There's no time for voicemails.
How do we have that much to talk about? I have nothing to talk about. I blew my load. What do you got to talk about?
Okay, Burn. I need to talk about Reddit.
Oh.
I have to.
Interesting.
They hate me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say there's a good bit of people, especially on the Apple subreddit, who do not like you very much.
Like, really don't like me. And I have tried to just ignore it and not reply.
I've seen you replying, though.
I know. I said I try.
I've seen you. But I see your little germ purser show up on Reddit.
So So I used to reply every now and again, but nobody knew it was actually me.
Now you're verified.
But then the r/Reddit mods reached out and they were like, okay, you're this person, right? Can you give us a selfie?
The Apple mod specifically.
Yeah. And so they put like a verified next to my name and they put John Prosser. So now people know that Jern Purser on Reddit is John Prosser. And although I thought that was obvious enough, but whatever. But I've replied here and there and I've just decided, like, there's been discussions about me doing a Q&A on the r/Apple.
On the Reddit?
Yeah.
An AMA would be a good idea, actually.
I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is why I wanted to bring it up on the podcast because, okay, so this is our format. This is ours. This is what we do.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's this platform that we can use and they can choose to listen if they want or or not.
It requires a little bit of legwork, so like you're not going to get all the riffraff of people who just want to shit on you.
It's like walking into a house where everybody hates you and then walking into the room and being like, okay, can I convince you not to hate me? That's what an AMA would feel like for me. And it gives me anxiety. Yeah, I don't want to do it.
I kind of see that. I mean, to be fair, though, like what you see, okay, because I recently saw a really popular thread on there. So it was so popular, John, in fact, that it had transcended just the Apple subreddit and actually gotten onto the popular page.
Maybe ascended?
It had actually ascended past the hot section of the Apple subreddit into the popular tab of Reddit, which is an aggregation of all subreddits, and then it pulls in, you know, like the most upvoted, most commented shit. So that's where I saw your recent tweet regarding the Apple TV.
But you may have noticed something about that thread. Most of the conversation wasn't about the leak. It was about me as a person.
No, because I read through a lot of it. Now, mind you, I don't know if you may have read through it more recently, but I would say about half of it was like about if they're going to get it or not and like the actual specs of the TV. And then the rest of it was just talking about the leak in general, like information. So like there was stuff about you.
That's not what I saw with most. Well, maybe it's because you saw it after it got somewhere else.
But for some reason,
like when it's first posted on the r/Apple subreddit, it's bad. It's like every tweet okay, I want to make it very clear that I don't ask people to post everything that I put or tweet.
No, that's just what people do.
I understand.
I bet people actually post that with good intention. Like there are a lot there who are saying that like they're fans of the show or they appreciate you leaking stuff and they in fact actually find you really funny and like they were defending you. So like there are people on there who do like you.
Oh yeah, there's definitely people that like me. It's funny because I'll scroll through the threads and there'll be somebody defending me. And then the every time, never fails, the first reply to that is, okay, John. Me making a fake. I have screenshots. It's fine.
You have screenshots, dude. You're another level.
Yeah. Well, no, I have screenshots because I wanted to like, it's in my notes here for the show.
Oh,
because
I
didn't want to take anyone out of context or guess.
That's a good idea.
I wanted to be fair to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're like one of the go-tos is like, okay, John, like they just, like it's not an actual person. It's just me. And I can't make them not hate me. All I can do is like explain to them the person that they're picking apart on Reddit isn't the actual real life person. It's just a character that I play online. And I feel like there's with Reddit and with the media, like I feel like the media's gotten a little bit better at understanding this. It's been lost in translation a lot because we haven't really had a leaker like me. Well, I guess I'm not a leaker. There are sources that leak information to me that I report on. But
you're like a mouthpiece for a trumpet.
But Front Page Tech, since we started, the first priority has always been the joking and the making people laugh.
Entertainment.
And all that I care about and the thing that I'm most proud about is that, like, usually, you know, at the end of every day, I can go to sleep knowing that we made at least one person laugh. I think that's really cool. Like, that for 10 minutes that's out of the day, that if they were stressed or having a bad day, like we just made them laugh. And that's the point of the show. That's been the first priority all the time.
Yeah.
And now we're in a different position where we have real journalism happening and real information that we're breaking to the public, but it's also incorporated in that character, in the delivery. And so the information is real and the delivery is played up. And the same thing on Twitter. And people are so angry about the delivery, like, so there's a ton of people that love it, obviously. I mean, that's how we have a job and our jokes and stuff. And like the whole, like they were picking apart our ascended joke.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. No, I did. You're right.
They were like, it's really fucked up that he's comparing himself to a religious icon, which is not the joke.
No, well,
you're looking way too far into that joke.
Yeah.
And it's just a meme.
It is just a meme. This really reminds me of like we're not that indifferent from a lot of other... Okay, let me rephrase this. Reddit, it has a hard-on for people who give completely, like, unbiased, like, factual shit with no personality or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this next... Okay, this is going to sound... I should have prefaced before, but...
Okay.
their baby, and not in a bad way. Reddit really loves Marquez.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Marquez is boring, but he does give a very logical, unbiased analysis of whatever he's talking about. And they love that. They don't want any sort of like jokes or anything that might disrupt like what they think is like this information, you know, like, and I've been on Reddit for a long time. People like when people, we love PewDiePie, YouTube in general loves PewDiePie. When they talk about PewDiePie on Reddit, they go, oh, how is this guy so popular?
Really?
Dude.
Interesting.
It's crazy. Like, it's almost its own sort. Like, Reddit's a very large sort of broad audience. And it like, the subreddits are different communities, sure. But Reddit overall, you could be a dude who works a blue-collar job at a steel mill, gets off work, goes to a bar, watches the game, eats a burger, and browses Reddit. Yeah. Or you could be a fucking painter who, you know, like, it's a crazy broad spectrum of different styles of people. And of course, the Apple subreddit, which you are very popular on.
Yeah.
It's full annoying of people who, well, I was going to say people who like to get leaks, people fans of the show, fans of YouTube. And then there are people who actually just love the company and don't want leaks to happen. The people that actually wish you ill will and say, I can't wait for this guy to burn up.
Yeah. Well, so I find it kind of annoying too, but again, I'm somebody that, like, lately I haven't been watching. I don't know if I told you this, Bern. I haven't been watching the show.
Well, that doesn't make me feel very good. Hang on. For you. I'm kidding.
So I'm dealing with like some insecurities with myself where.
Oh, no.
I know. Well, because so many people are watching and because there's like a giant magnifying glass on us right now and everyone's paying attention to exactly how we say things or just anything in the show. I am afraid to watch the show because if I feel like if there's something I see that about me or that I'm insecure about, I'll then connect it with, oh shit, 150,000 people are about to see this, and then I just lay there like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck.
Yeah.
So I just I do watch the show, but I rarely ever watch it through its entirety without cringing. I hate
to
myself.
Be accurate. to be accurate. It's 226,000 people, not 150,000.
I meant like the views per day.
No, I know. I'm just, you know, being dumb.
To be accurate. And the number one podcast on, well, not number one yet. I wonder if we can make it. I wonder if this would make it number one.
You know what? Let's just skip and just say number one.
Yeah, we're number one. Assume. Even just even if we're like number 200. Number one tech podcast. Thank you.
I'm very proud of us.
I'm proud of us too.
But no, it's kind of interesting that like you've kind of rolled around because for a while, you were really self-conscious back when we were smaller because we were smaller and, you know, and then there was a time where you didn't care. And now,
well,
it's kind of rolled back around.
I say this thing to the audience and now it sounds just cliche because of how many times I say it, but I always say I'm a human too. I'm just like you. And so even though like I play a character and stuff online and on the show especially, I still... The stuff, especially when I'm reading stuff on Reddit, it's like sometimes they say the things that I'm already self-conscious about, and then it makes me second guess everything. And
right.
And so I just want to let Reddit know that, like, okay, so I wasn't always someone that browsed Reddit frequently. I started more recently, like actually reading Reddit. And now when I read Reddit, especially because I follow r/Apple for obvious reasons, because I got a lot of tech news from there. Now I see me and I cringe and I just close the app because I'm just like, I'm afraid to read it. But every so often I'll just like, I'll be like, maybe it's better this time. And I'll just look and it's awful.
Well,
it's so bad. And I don't know. I don't want to be like, please Reddit, like me. I just want them to understand that like, okay. Like I go on those threads and instead of seeing, especially early on after a thread is posted, instead of it being about the information that I gave, it's all about me as a person and picking me apart. And like,
Or like saying we're getting, like, I hope he gets sued. Can't wait for him to go under. That's another interesting thing.
You know, early on, when I say early on, I mean like just a couple weeks ago, before the SE stuff happened and people realized that I wasn't lying, that was the thing on that Reddit. He's lying. He's making it all up for 15 minutes of fame. And which I would say, you know, you don't know this about us, but Brian and I have been doing this for like 8 fucking years. And it'd be really stupid for us to make stuff up and ruin all of it.
Yeah.
It'd be real dumb. We've been around for a long time and we wouldn't just like purposely try to fuck it all up. But now it's gone from he's making it all up to, okay, his sources are legit, but I hope he goes down soon. And I think it's because of my delivery and my attitude. Like there was a whole thread about hoping I get sued.
No, it is. It like I said, it's okay. Like Reddit's no different than any other social network, especially since. See, Reddit still has some fragments of old internet on it. If I'm like, well, old internet as in like early 2000s sort of message board stuff, because anybody, like, it's not like Twitter where most people have profile pictures or it's like, you know, it's like a personal Twitter account that all their friends are on. Reddit's just fucking Reddit. And like, there's a weird air of anonymity to that. So like, people are way more cruel and horrible on there.
They really are. And I don't know why. Like, imagine if, I mean, again, you know, I might have a couple thousand followers more than somebody on Reddit, but it doesn't make me not a person too. And imagine if they went on and just saw entire threads, hundreds of people just picking you apart as a person, like everything about your personality, everything that you might be insecure about, maybe stuff you're confident about, just everything, picking it apart. And it's on threads where I would hope you'd be discussing the information I leak, especially if, you know, I would think that you guys like the information or that you're getting the information early. I know not everyone likes leaks, but especially people saying, okay, his sources are legit, but I hate him. You're still getting the information. So why would you want me to go down or be sued? Like if Mark Gurman gave you the same information, you'd praise it and be amazed.
Well, I mean, again, Jaren, like it's because Reddit's such a broad spectrum and not everybody wants humor mixed with anything. Like they want to just.
And that's
they
fair.
They want plain HTML. Give me the black and white text file.
That's totally cool. But I don't understand how that makes John Prosser evil.
But it's because those people aren't creative thinkers. You're literally like you could be that person bashing you on Reddit could be a 60-year-old dude who really loves Apple. Like it's such a broad demographic. You're not getting there. It's not like YouTube where shit gets recommended to people based on watches. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's whatever.
It gets weirdly bad. Like there was, okay. So a few weeks ago, and I didn't talk about this publicly. I don't think I did. A few weeks ago, a guy, and I can't even remember his username. It's probably best that I don't.
I feel like I already know what you're going to say, actually. Yeah.
It's probably best that I don't. Oh, actually, I have a screenshot right here, but I'm not going to say his username. I'm not going to draw it because last time, you'll find out why. So, in a thread that was hating on me, he popped in there and was like, everyone here is so right about John Prosser. You know, he's been buying a bunch of Twitter followers. He's been making a name for himself by buying Twitter followers. And his proof for me buying Twitter followers was
my Social Blade chart. Yeah.
Yeah. It was my Social Blade where you could see how many followers I gain on Twitter per day. And you know what, to be honest, yeah, it kind of looks ridiculous, but also keep in mind that, I'm all over the news right now and I'm leaking a lot of stuff from my Twitter account, and then the news or the media is linking those tweets, and then people follow me there, and we're growing a lot on YouTube, and people are coming over to Twitter. Seeing somebody's Social Blade and seeing that they're getting more than one follower a day does not mean they're buying Twitter followers. But there is a way to prove whether or not somebody has bought followers. So there's a website called Twitter Audit, I believe that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the screenshot from the guy that said it was buying Twitter followers, because there was a whole thread about it, and I tweeted it along with screenshots of my Social Blade, my analytics on the back end of Twitter. Like I was super transparent, all impressions, all growth, all that stuff. Plus I included a full audit of my account that was like 96% of the followers are real. And my account has been around since 2009 or 2010. And the Twitter audit is kind of aggressive. If the account is even inactive, like if the person died or some shit, or they haven't logged into Twitter for like 6 months, it can be included as fake because it's inactive.
Yeah.
And even then, it was like 93, 96%. I can't remember. 93 or 96% real followers out of all the followers that I have. So I included that as the audit. And I thought it was kind of funny how, like, you know, Reddit's accusing me of buying followers, post a tweet that says, you know, that proves I'm not buying followers.
Also, it was on the show.
We did.
Yeah, that was a topic on the show of Reddit being mean to you. And then we, you know, I put up a screenshot of that guy with the, you know, the whole thing.
I remember that now. But then, like 2 days later, and this is the part I don't think I talked about. He popped up in another thread accusing me of doxing him. Now, if you don't know what doxing is, it's personally going after someone to gather information about them, personal information like their address, their phone number, stuff like that. And you probably heard of doxing before, especially if you're on the internet. Anyway, he, in the Reddit thread, had started accusing me of doxing him. And so then everyone else on Reddit was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, did you report him? That's illegal. That's crazy. So, and everyone just believed it. Just this random dude no one gives a shit about. Like, I don't know why I would personally go out of my way to dox this random stranger who, other than say that I bought Twitter followers, he didn't do anything to me. So I don't know why I would dox. And I'm too lazy. You know me. I'm too lazy for any of this shit.
This is true.
I wouldn't dox anyone that I was actually mad at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the first time I jumped into a reply thread about me, because it was like, okay, that's too far. So I jumped in and was like, hey, John here, what are you talking about? I tried to dox you. And was like, you accused me of buying followers, so whatever. I tweeted proof that you're not. And I was like, how is that doxing you? And I mean, because that's a pretty accusation. So I was like, hey, man, like, that's a pretty big thing to say publicly that I, you know, I doxed you specifically. And so I said, for context for everyone else, here's the tweet. And I referenced the tweet where he is accusing me of doxing him, just the screenshot of his Reddit post, which is public. Yeah, yeah. That's not doxing.
Yeah.
And then he replied saying, thanks, John, but you deleted all of your messages on Monday. So we really don't have much that I can post here to prove my case. Thanks for monitoring me so closely on this sub. I love your overuse of emojis. He just went on and on. So in that thread, because I stopped messaging him, I stopped replying to that thread. And then so some guys were like, what kind of messages? Can you post screenshots? And he said that I deleted them. Like, I had threatened him and doxed him, and then I deleted the messages so that he couldn't prove it. And people believed him.
Well, yeah, dude, like,
that
listen.
Blows my mind. He just made this completely baseless accusation.
You need to, you need to stop thinking of Reddit as anything. Like, this feels like I'm trying to explain the internet to, like, a person who's never used it before.
Reddit is like the group of smart people.
It's not. It really isn't. It's just it's just another fucking social network. It's the same thing as if we made a video or we were on Twitch and we were saying some stuff, and then a guy on Mixer said some shit about us, and then you getting riled up about that guy on Mixer. Like, this is just another facet of the internet. It's just like a YouTube comment. You can't take it so seriously. This isn't meant to be like...
That's the thing.
It's just...
Most of the stuff I don't take seriously, but saying that I doxed him and then a bunch of people believe that is kind of ridiculous. And then all
it doesn't matter
because
you have proof that you didn't. Like, you just got to relax. I know how that sounds.
And then all the replies to me were like, dude, you don't belong here. Get out of here. Get off Reddit.
Yeah.
And it's just like... Like, anyone can say anything they want about me, but if I appear to defend myself, I'm fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is. That's how it goes. There's literally a hive mind mob mentality on Reddit. It's not a bad place inherently, but there are problems with the system. Let's just say that much.
It's a bad place to be a journalist. I'll say that much.
Well, you just need to stop. You're literally like feeding the trolls. That guy wanted you to reply and you replied. Like,
it worked.
And also, by the way. But listen, by the way, him saying dox, he didn't mean how you were literally doxed and you got swatted. Okay. Yeah. That's not what he's referring to. Like, he's using an internet like slang of dox. Like, you just got to relax, John. This might sound like I'm downplaying it. I know, but this is just the same thing as when we were first on YouTube and some guy would comment like, huh, you sound like Kermit. And then you'd get all huffy puffy. It's the same shit.
No,
it's
that's just not a fair. Different I still get huffy puffy to this day.
Okay, you, people you,
like,
do.
You sound like Kermit the Frog.
All I'm saying is this is just another facet of internet thick skin that because we're like you just said, we're under a magnifying glass. We're being exposed or a lot of other people who wouldn't normally watch the show are being exposed to it. Not everyone's going to be happy about it.
Yeah. And that's what, like, you know, I replied to a thread the other day because someone was like just talking about how much they don't like that I, you know, try to be funny or whatever. And I was like, that's totally cool. Like, the people that don't like the show, I'm not going to be like, oh, no, you, why don't you like it? You should really like it. I totally get that it's not for everybody. And the cool part about that is you don't have to follow us. You don't have to watch the show. There are, because especially right now, there's a lot of people reporting the information I'm giving, like Pocket Now. And then you have leakers like Mark Gurman that are more serious and just give you the info and that's all they care about. There's way more places to get the information and have a show that you enjoy better because they're not trying to be funny and you might not get the humor. But I love the humor. And so the same thing like I would, you know, with the media I said on a different podcast was just like the show hasn't really changed. You just more people just started watching it. We've been making the same jokes trying
it's been this literally the same jokes.
Literally the same. Well, we wait like 100 episodes. I'm like, okay, I can reuse this joke now. Maybe people don't remember.
No, not even. You've been saying Termuro and I can almost count on my hands how many repeat jokes there are per episode.
The ascended thing is hilarious. Like the Reddit threads saying that I'm trying to be like Jesus. Like, no, but, man, it's just a meme. That's all. It's just a funny meme and it makes me laugh.
I'm only kind of kidding. I'm about to go like get into your Reddit account and delete it.
You should.
You really shouldn't be responding to any of this
stuff.
But
Burn, it's hard. I feel like it's easy for you to say from a distance because it's not you being picked apart by all these people every single day. And I know it shouldn't get to me. I know I shouldn't let it get to me, but I'm a person too.
I know it's hard.
And I'm not used to seeing in mass people just like picking me apart and hating me. And I know that, okay, so here's a good example. So I know the character, the whole like, I've ascended thing, and or a lot of people were angry about me taunting Apple in my latest tweets. Like, let's see if they can keep a secret from me.
Yeah,
I think that's fun. I think that's fucking fun. It's because
it is
because they haven't the launches and stuff. When they're about to launch a product, I've just been able to find out and ruin the surprise, and that's fun. It feels like, and that's another thing. Phil Schiller blocked me on Twitter this week.
Right.
You know, the vice president of global marketing at Apple. Yeah.
And, you know,
the courage guy.
Reddit shit on you for that like mocking comment. I saw that.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm just having fun. It's cool if you don't like it, but they think that I like to brush stuff under the rug or I don't, like, if I'm wrong, I never admit it. And for example, I was wrong this week. A lot of people probably don't remember the tweet. I had tweeted and reported that the tentative date for WWDC was June 1st. And that's what it was at the time. Yeah. But obviously it got changed. And I can't, like, I reported that. And then I didn't look into it or figure out it was changed and report that. So that was the date I had out there. And they announced WWDC this week as June 22nd. So I got that wrong. I actually it probably didn't surprise you. I have a spreadsheet of everything I've said and then everything that was correct and everything was wrong. And there was like two things that have been
wrong.
That's
really
so far.
Good. You should keep that shit straight.
And there's been like two things that are wrong. And that's one of them. The WWDC date. That was wrong. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to taunt Apple and have some fun. It's literally the delivery's just a character. That's for Reddit and
listen,
for everybody
listen,
else.
No, listen, stop.
No, you stop.
No, what I'm saying is you don't have to explain yourself. Fuck them. Fuck them. Who cares?
Fuck them.
Seriously. It's like the equivalent of like going down the street and some guy yelling, hey, you suck. And you're going to go up and go, no, hang on a second. I don't suck.
No, but if it was a group of people being like, hey, you suck, I'd walk and be like, hey, guys, we want to talk about it.
and you would never change their mind. One of the most thankless things and like effort, like you cannot change a person's mind over the internet. It doesn't work. Okay.
This feels like a John Prosser intervention.
It kind of is. I need you to stop looking at Reddit or at least stop interacting on Reddit and just consider it fucking fairy dust. It doesn't exist. Like it's farts in the wind. It's farts in the wind, John. Who cares? And you know, to be honest, listen, there is a small chance that there will even be a thread that pops up on an Apple subreddit, on another subreddit, whatever, about you talking about Reddit on this podcast. Okay, everyone who's listening, send John encouraging tweets.
No, don't do that. It's not a pity party.
John underscore Prosser. Well, but listen, you have recently been exposed to an outpouring of negative shit from everyone who doesn't love the show.
But there's also positive shit.
No, listen, you're right. But what I'm saying is you need to get that same outpouring but of positivity from people who actually do love the show and know that you are a person. You're in your heart, you are a Jern, but you're also a John. And people need to like express that because there's not enough of that. It can be very easily drowned out by negativity.
Well, so. I hope this is a good example of, because I think this is pretty against character usually. Because normally I'd be like, fuck you, I don't actually care. But this is the real me and I care a lot. And so hopefully you having this burn intervention with me shows that like I don't fucking deal with shit properly all the time either. So
yeah, like, you know, in reality, you are a self-conscious, sensitive person, much like the rest of us. You're not you don't just pout around your house shirtless going, try me, Tim. Like, you don't just walk around and say, yeah, fuck you, Phil. Block me on Twitter, you bitch.
I actually really like Phil. I'm sad that I can't see his tweet. Also,
it's kind of unfortunate. Yeah,
I really like Phil. And I was scrolling through Twitter and someone had replied to a Phil Schiller tweet and tagged me.
Then you saw you were blocked.
And so I clicked it and I scrolled up and it was like, this person limits who can see their tweets. And I was like, Phil Schiller limits? Like, did he lock his account or make it private? That's weird for him to do. So I clicked on his account. Nope, it's just me. He locked it from me.
Yeah, you know, I look forward to seeing him on the stage during WWDC. I look forward to seeing it. Now, you'll know you're in the shithouse when Craig Federighi blocks you.
Oh, dude, I'd be so sad. Air Force One. I think that's literally his Twitter handle.
That's pretty cool.
Air Force One.
If that's the case.
Oh, by the way, audience, please, guys, stop. What? Because I looked from a different account. We have an FPT News account that's sort of like secret. It's where we post all the news. When I'm holding the iPad on the show, I'm actually looking at that Twitter account.
Yeah.
Any whore. I looked at his tweets from that account and oh God, literally all the replies are about me and it's so cringy. Like there are replies of screenshots of me on the Apple website as the vice president of marketing. Dude, those are the top replies to his tweets. I can imagine. It's
hilarious.
And it makes me cringe so hard. So please don't harass Phil Schiller. Why do I have to say that?
That's pretty funny.
What did I do in my life to get us to this point? Please don't harass. Yeah. Phil Schiller.
You know, John, you were right. We really didn't have space for call-ins.
Yeah, there's no space for call-ins. Moving on, though, I do have something for you, Burn.
Oh, no. Is this that thing you were writing before the recording? Oh, no.
Okay, so hang on. Let me just get this. So I got an app, right?
Okay.
We all get apps.
Yeah.
This is called Sleep Talk.
Oh, no. Is this where you profess your undying love for me, John?
Yeah. So it's called Sleep Talk and you pay like $3 a month or something like that.
Because, and it records your sleep habits.
Yeah. The free version records like the first 2 hours of your sleep or something. But if you pay $3, it records your whole thing. And it's a really cool app because there is a page with ratings of everyone's stuff. So like you can choose to share.
I see.
Your recordings, and then everyone gets to rate it. It shows which country it's from. That's fucking hilarious. The stuff that people say in there.
But dude, real quick, can I just say I'm surprised that you did this? I feel like that's something you'd be afraid of.
No, you're afraid of. No,
to my knowledge, you're afraid of people hanging by the neck in a noose. You're afraid
that's terrifying.
Of mental patients, in a mental hospital.
No. Need to clarify. People in mental hospitals, I'm not afraid of. I'm afraid of like. Decrepit, like
you're right. Sorry,
mental hospitals, institutions that aren't taken care of, where the patients are like not taken care of, and
right, it's like degrade. Yeah, I got okay. And you're also afraid of old people and clowns.
Yes, old clowns in a mental hospital is the worst.
And I figured sleep talking would have like fact whatever.
Well, I just wanted to know if I was talking in my sleep and what I was saying.
Yeah. So what happened? I'm so not looking forward to this.
So So I only did it like one night. I've forgotten all the other nights, but I talked in my sleep.
Did you?
It was just a brief thing. So I'm going to play it right now on the show because I want to let you guys know that I'm going to be trying to remember to use this app. And if I have anything juicy, I'll play it on the podcast.
Oh boy.
Okay. So I was listening to the Rooster Teeth podcast. I fell asleep listening to that, I guess. So you'll hear that.
Okay.
And then I briefly like popped in with something to say, I guess. In the
you
middle
must
of the
have
night.
Been like, you were part of the conversation.
Dude, I was listening to the podcast and they must have said something in the show that made me say this. I don't know.
All right, okay, everyone gather up.
You ready?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
That's the most you thing you could have possibly said.
I don't know what's going on.
That, you know what that seems like to me is that you woke up middle of their like talking points and realized that you have no idea what they said and like what they were talking about. You do that all the time.
I don't think I was awake.
Dude, that's so funny. Holy shit.
That whole recording is like 3 minutes. I just cut it down to the all part the time. Where I actually spoke.
I'll be saying something to you, like a full sentence, like a full point being made. And then in the middle of it, it'd be, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. It could just stop me and be like, I don't know. I didn't hear any of that. I don't know.
Oh my God. Yeah. I thought it was funny. And I was like, I hope I get something recorded because I really wanted to mention it on Recycle Bin.
Yeah.
What can I do to make you do
That's amazing. You know, actually that, you know, I said something kind of like not thinking, but that makes me, I wanted to say something, talking to the audience. So we do it, John and I, we have a sort of favorite kind of hobby we do, especially in quarantine life. We like to play when there's not a show, you can almost bet that we're going to be playing Call of Duty, like zombies together. Like, the, you know, you shoot the zombies, survive per round, whatever. Would any of you be interested in a podcast where that's in the background? Maybe video, maybe just audio, but like, you know, I don't know how that would, it's just a logistics thing. I'm just throwing the fishing line out and seeing what
y'all
think.
Playing games while we also talk.
Right. Because right now, we don't do webcams while we record this. I'm staring at a PNG of your face, of John's face. Just so I have something to like have, you know, relate the words to.
By the way, if anyone, so this is, they are not a sponsor, but I want to mention them just because they've been great. We've been using them for a while. It's a website called Clean Feed. We aren't recording this in person and we aren't doing this over Skype or anything. It's a website called Clean Feed that does audio, and the audio that you're hearing right now is from Clean Feed. Like, it's just how we hear each other. The quality's crazy. I think there's a free version. We pay for the pro version. It's like $22 a month. Way worth it. It's super cool. There's no syncing or anything. You just hit record. It records a show. You hit stop record, download both or all the tracks that were in the show, and that's it. It's real cool. So Clean Feed is awesome. They didn't pay us to say this, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they have earned our business many times over. So much so that we didn't stop paying them when we weren't recording the podcast.
Well, that's because I forget about subscriptions that I have.
Yeah. How long was it that you were subscribed to World of Warcraft?
Oh, my God. Oh, like a year or two.
You paid for like a couple, like a year and a half of WoW.
How much is that a month? It.
Oh, it's like 15 a month.
Yeah, I just forget and I pay for stuff forever.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Do you cancel your subscriptions.
Before we head out?
You know, not in particular. I've been enjoying, okay, so I think we may have touched on this last episode. I'm still getting used to podcasting again. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I think we may have mentioned that you have an air fryer now.
I do. Maybe? It's great. It's great. It's amazing.
I delivered your Christmas present.
You did?
Man, I love that thing. That's all I really got to say.
You love air fryers? That's what you wanted to say?
Yeah, and you know what pisses me off is...
What pisses you off?
You know what really grinds my gears? There's a cooking YouTube channel I'm subscribed to. Me and my wife, Bridget, love it. It's Bon Appetit. They have a lot of good cooking stuff, but it's also funny. And a lot of the people on there completely crucify air fryers.
Uh-huh.
Like, they talk about, like, what's the fucking... Well, they don't say fuck, but what's the fucking point of this thing? It's a waste of money and, you know, it's useless.
Why, though? It's amazing.
Well, because we're lazy humans and we eat a lot of frozen
food. You
said Reddit
does that?
No, Bon Appetit, this YouTube channel. And it pisses me off because this is a miracle invention. If anybody has an air fryer, please tell me how much they love it. I want to hear from air fryer fans. I'm going to start an air fryer subreddit.
Let's just do an air fryer podcast. Well, I started to learn all sorts of things you can cook in an air fryer, and it goes very deep. Like,
really?
Well, okay, so there's the obvious stuff. Like,
tell me more. We have entered the air fryer segment of the Recycle Bin
this
podcast.
This would be a segment at the end of every Recycle Bin. So there is the obvious stuff, like frozen stuff.
Yeah.
Right, like mozzarella sticks, pizza
French
rolls,
fries.
French fries, you know, the good stuff. Yeah. But it goes crazy deep. Like, I watched a whole YouTube video about how someone made an actual steak, like raw meat.
That sounds
steak.
Disgusting.
It sounds disgusting, but it looked fucking amazing.
I wouldn't trust that at all.
They looked amazing. Also, like, people make hamburgers, just raw meat, and put it in there.
It
and
also
boom.
Sounds horrific.
Nah, because it cooks it, like, you know, it cooks the outside, makes it kind of like, gives it a little sear, and then the inside is tender and wonderful.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's
you haven't tried it yet.
You're right. Listen, I mean, I love my air fryer, but it's like, I'm not going to go and, like, try to build a house with a golf club. You use tools for specific things. You don't, you know.
You said it's a miracle device.
For my pizza rolls. It's for specific things.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect. It's great.
You know, listen, on second thought, maybe there shouldn't be an air fryer section to the podcast.
We should get an air fryer sponsor.
Air fryer sponsor.
What brand of air fryer do you have?
Some fucking, I don't even know. I think it's like a JCPenney. Like, Bridget's parents got it and we just took it. I don't know. I didn't buy it. I bought yours from Best Buy.
From Best Buy?
Yeah, you know, there's actually oh, dude, this is hilarious.
What?
I'm so happy we started talking about this. Content. I have content to talk about. Okay. So, you know how I got you an air fryer for Christmas and you just recently received it?
Yes.
Originally. No, I wasn't planning on ever telling you this, but it's too funny.
Oh, no.
Originally, you had a much more expensive air fryer.
Okay.
Like, by about double what I paid for the one you have.
Go on.
So we went to Target shopping. This was in, like, November. I had Christmas presents really early. That's really early for me. Anyway, went to Target and I found you a very expensive, fancy-ass air fryer. So much so that it was, like, way better than ours, mine,
okay,
personally. So I was like, yeah, okay, that's pretty cool. Okay, so you got your air fryer. I was like, I'm a little jealous of John's fucking amazing space age air fryer.
Oh, no.
But we went to Best Buy to do other Christmas shopping, like to get like a video game for Bridget's little brother and do a bunch of other stuff.
Uh-huh.
So we're walking around and we're looking at appliances and I'm like, oh, they have air fryers. And I was like, well, that one's like half the price. So then I go, I'm talking to Bridget. I'm like, you know what? Okay, this sounds evil. Let's buy this one for John and keep the fancy one. So we mull it around. I'm like, let's just walk
around. You're the worst.
Let's just take a lap around the store. Let's see how that sits. See how that idea sits.
How come every year?
Listen to me. So then we start walking and I'm like, no, that's terrible. Let's not do that. So we buy you the cheaper one and take back the more expensive one and don't keep it.
So basically,
because
you would feel shitty if you kept the space age one and then you're just like, well, nobody gets it.
That's not it at all. My thought process was, I'm getting you this. I don't know if you're going to like it. So why buy like...
Of course I am.
I wasn't sure. I really didn't know.
You know.
I did. Well, I didn't then. I do now. So I'll give you the recommendation. Or I'll recommend the one from Target for you. It was like twice the capacity. Had like a fucking internal thermometer. And
I don't know what's
like,
worse. You keeping the Space Age one or you taking the Space Age one back?
Listen, it was a cost benefit analysis and I had to do some quick thinking. What were you going to say about last year? Did I do something else shitty last year?
It wasn't last year. I said every year. It reminded me of that time where I got you a keyboard. And, okay, so there was one Christmas where I got Burn a keyboard.
For a computer
now,
keyboard.
I want to be clear. It's a keyboard he wanted. He had mentioned this keyboard, and I was like, it's going to be so cool if that I remember
this keyboard
and that I got it for him.
Yeah.
So I got him the keyboard, and he liked it, I thought.
Oh.
And somehow that keyboard got boiled down into a gift card and a pair of socks. Because you had the keyboard, it was too clicky clacky, too loud.
Yeah.
And you exchanged it. I don't even know the rest of the story. The bottom line, you can tell the story, but he took back the fucking keyboard and ended up with like socks and a gift card.
Yeah. No, I remember this very fondly. So what happened? You got me a really nice present and I loved it. But the issue was, it was not just a very clicky clacky mechanical keyboard. I was sharing the space with Bridget and I's bed and also her computer setup, which was right to my right.
Uh-huh.
So I needed a quiet keyboard. And plus, the one you got me was a 10 keyless one that didn't have a numpad. And I...
Isn't it one that you wanted?
It was. No. You're right. You did the right thing. However, I didn't realize how much... I like the aesthetic of that keyboard, like not having the numpad, but I couldn't survive without it. I used that motherfucker so much. So I had to return it, and I got a quieter keyboard and a pair of socks. So thank you. You provided me with multiple gifts.
I fucking hate you.
Listen.
Well, wasn't like... I feel like Bridget got something, too. Like, she got a gift card or something.
I may have gotten her, like, a small gift out of your gift. Who knows? Who's to say?
Who knows? That was like 2 or 3 years ago. Time is crazy.
Dude, that was actually probably closer to 4 or 5 years ago, John.
No. Uh-uh.
I was still working at Best Buy. How long ago was that?
I want to say three.
I don't fucking remember.
I want to say 3 years?
No. Let me think here. Okay, 1 year ago, 2 years ago. No, dude. This was like 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think it.
We'll
feels like 2017 happened.
I don't think so. First of all, 2017 was 3 years ago.
Okay, but that's not 4 or 5 years ago, you see.
I disagree. I don't think that's the case.
I can...
Okay, maybe we shouldn't be bickering on the podcast. We're just going back and forth. No, it was.
Well,
no,
Burn, we don't just work together. We are best friends, and this situation obviously hasn't had closure.
Apparently this is still like a thorn in our sides. This is really funny that I feel like if we were like not friends and we were just recording a podcast together, there'd be much more like focused discussion and less bickering.
So it was.
How are you finding
this
out?
It was 3 years ago.
How do you know?
Because we talked about it on a previous piece of content.
No way. How did you found that already?
I know where it was and I don't want to mention it because I don't really want people to find it.
How did you do that?
The other stuff. It was January 29th, 2017. So you finally told me a month after it happened.
But but it happened in 2016 then.
No.
Yeah. No, it did.
It was that year. It was the month before.
The month before was 2016. It was January 2017. So it happened in December 2016.
You're right.
Jesus.
But it happened in January. Wow.
No, it didn't. Me telling you happened in January. The event happened in December.
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Oh, there's another thing in my fucking list here where I wanted to talk about MacBook Pro leaks and tell people to stop fucking messaging me. But throughout the week, Apple released it. Thank
Yay.
You, Christ. Under every Twitter tweet
that I posted. They're called twatties.
Under every twatties, people were like, where's the MacBook Pro? And I've like had a breakdown. I was like, stop it. Stop fucking replying to everything. Even when I reply to somebody else in a thread, somebody's like, follows me. John, what about MacBook? On Monday, Apple almost swindled us, but I figured it out like 2 hours before the release leaked that day was the day the MacBook Pro 13-inch was coming out, and it did. So it's over.
Yay. Congratulations.
More stuff coming though, so. We'll deal with that.
Hopefully not MacBook Pro stuff.
Yeah, no MacBook Pro stuff. But before we go, I wanted to do this thing, sort of spread the love. So we, in Front Page Tech, we used to do this segment called Creator of Awesomeness, where in the show we would promote one YouTube channel. It was like every Friday.
Yep.
But there's not like a lot of time to do that anymore. And it's
the show's changed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about maybe recommending YouTube channels or a podcast or so at the end of Recycle Bin episodes, because it's a little bit more time to talk about it. So I want to recommend that we're going to try it for the first time this week. I don't know if we call it Podcast of Awesomeness.
It's bad. Let's just not.
This is a recommendation of a podcast. So I don't listen to a lot of tech. I listen to a ton of podcasts, but not a lot of them are tech podcasts. One of the only ones I listen to is called GadgetCast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a smaller show by Greg and Travis, Gregory McFadden from Greg's Gadgets on YouTube and Travis from Travis MCP on YouTube. They have a show called GadgetCast. I was actually just a guest on that last night, and that episode is out already. I'll link it in the show notes. Go listen to that show, subscribe, and all that other stuff. And this is just me being honest right now saying this. Personally, they are my favorite tech podcast right now. They deserve way more attention than they have, so I want to help with that. I think we'll do this every week or so where we recommend other shows. So if you have a podcast or maybe a YouTube channel, we could try YouTube channels if you want on this podcast. Just let us know, like tweet it to us or something. Or it could just be stuff that we find online ourselves.
Yeah, that's also a good idea.
Because that's a show that I just listen to.
Right.
I would also like to recommend a podcast called Recycle Bin. I think it's great. And I think you should leave ratings and reviews.
One of the hosts is kind of an asshole.
And it's Burn.
That was the joke, John. Thank you for explaining it.
You're welcome. Okay, are you done? I'm done.
Yeah, I've never actually had anything to talk about.
Oh, good. Thank you for the intervention.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't forget, guys, send John love on Twitter.
No, don't send me love.
Okay, don't send him very neutral comments.
All the love that you want to send me, just do it in the ratings for iTunes. On Apple Podcasts, just send all your love in there.
You can send John neutral, factual-based comments.
Yes.
Nothing loving.
This
or
better
negative.
Be number one in Apple Podcasts. If it doesn't hit number one, we're fucking done. You understand?
Right.
No more shows.
And also, we are liars, so we celebrated for nothing. So
okay. Coronavirus is still happening, so like, don't get sick or whatever.
Don't cough on people.
Okay, that's it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay,